This is the day's play after Essendon's 29-point victory over the Western Bulldogs on Friday night footy. 50,144 at Marvel to see it. It was a commanding performance from Essendon. Here's how Jared Healy and Brad Johnson assessed it on AFL Nation. Essendon by 29 in front of 50,144. Jared Healy and Brad Johnson are our experts for MEGT, Australia's Apprenticeship Experts.
Jono, we put the Bombers on notice at the start of this game as to who are you. Last week, we didn't think they were that bad. Essentially, they put it in a shocker. Well, they've answered a lot of critics tonight and come out and said, no, we're a much better side than that. Probably answered some questions in their own mind as well. But from the word go, they came in with a plan, and it was all about clearance, centre clearance specifically to start the game well. Well, that's a big tick for them around the grounds. A big tick, and they got plenty of scores off that. And keeping the Dogs essentially to 7 goals for most of the game, they got a couple of junk time goals, was a fantastic performance. It's inflated, obviously, by their inaccuracy in that second quarter. But outside of that, you couldn't ask for much more than that sort of response. If you're an Essendon fan or an Essendon coach, you're going home thinking, well, they're listening and they care.
Oh, you'd be absolutely pumped if you're a Bombers supporter tonight. That was huge. Your senior players were sensational. We spoke about those throughout the entire game. But Caldwell stepping up tonight. Durham having his game of the year with 21 disposals and a goal. Dersma continues to build as a strong wingman for the Bombers as well. Settled right into the way they want to play. Harrison Jones's second half was brilliant. Stringer with some big efforts in the last quarter with the game on the line.
Sobering night for the Dogs.
Oh, it is big time. Yeah, absolutely. On paper, when you looked at both teams with the injuries the Bombers had, that the Bulldogs looked stronger, but they didn't play stronger at all. It was all Essendon, and they're certainly what they were able to turn around from last week was outstanding, and they take home the EJ Witten Cup tonight.
Well, that'll be presented very shortly, but once again, if the Bond isn't best on ground, the Dogs have got to find another way to win.
Agree.
The Bombers 15-6-96 defeated the Bulldogs 9-13-67. They led at every change and, in fact, increased their lead throughout the night. The Bombers are now 3-2. The Bulldogs fall to 2-3. This is how we called it on AFL Nation.
Draper got there late, nearly chest marked it. Free kick, and it's going to Goldie. A slow move in. Now he runs and kicks, and he delivers.
He thought about the hand pass. He's able to run on instead and hook the Dogs up for Norton. Oh. Flying in front, he takes the mark. Norton, 48 outs, perfect off the boots. He'll kick the Dogs inside 50. Wakeman one way. Oh. Jamara going back, takes the juggling one hand to the other. Ugelhagen angled to the right. Nothing severe and no problem.
Got the handball out and has a free kick for being held too long.
Yep.
Here, so it's going to be Langford's ball on 50. And that is a magnificent kick from Langford. But has started well, Essendon. His kick pretty good. Central and getting up Martin Carmarket. Hebel might crumb it. Vandermeer got there ahead of him. Passed it on. Close to goal. Waitman picks it up. Cliff West kicks a ripper. Good team goal, Dogs. Down to Caldwell. Goldstein with the Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
And he did get caught a little high. So Caldwell to take it. 40 metres out. Caldwell, that is a gem of a kick.
Langford up to use it quickly. He liked the options in the corridor. He sat it up for Martin to mark right in front. Nick Martin directly in front, 40 out. He's still got the knack around the sticks.
And he's got it about 60 from goal. Loops it wide. Johannesson on the flyby. Goal square. Jamara, good sport. Got it. Oh, rip it. Grab two. Under immense heat. Kicks the goal. Bulldog fans love that. Stringer about to pounce. He's about to get it on the half-forward flank in the pocket. He spears it inside. That is a delightful kick.
It's going to be 50 metres here.
So Davey kicks the goal in the meantime.
Darcy put the footy down. Now he decides to use it short. It is effective as Vandermeer takes the mark a little closer to goal. Latham Vandermeer directly in front. 40 metres out. Hops into it and kicks it beautifully.
Got it to DeRay. He in turn to Liberatore. He in turn towards West. If he can get there, he might crumb it. A little toe poke, the ball, a toe, a dribble. He missed it. West socking it through. That was bizarre and beautiful. Hobbs ignore Kelly. Goes wider to Dersma. He's within range here, and he might be a chance to pull out the bow and arrow. Blast it. It looks okay off the boot. It's got there. And he pulls out the bow and arrow.
Durham out the front to Draper. He's going to blast it up to full forward. Stringer tries to get himself in. He's got it. Left foot snap. Another.
Because of the biggest lead. No, he doesn't kick the goal. That's a mark taken. A ripper. It was across the face. And Langford was in the spot. About to hook it around. He opens it up and hooks a goal.
Draper works Darcy underneath it, took it cleanly, knocked off his kick, but it flops onto the chest of Harrison Jones.
Right in the corridor and 50 metres out.
Jones puts it on its way, thumped it right through the bomber crowds.
Kalor, he blasts it. Can Jabara get up? He does. He's claimed it and he's got it. And it looks pretty good. It's drifting. He has squeezed it in.
Review complete. Look at these angles. We see there's no spike on edge. The ball passes the post.
Jones with the Harrison variety. He's got it. 50 from goal. He's dropped the mark. Under some pressure. Stringer's the one on four. He can't beat him on surely. He might. He's going to get the free. Play on advantage. Langford goals because Stringer mesmerised for them.
Kick from Hobbs finds Harrison Jones in the right forward pockets. Tight angle to deal with. Stays on a direct line to goal and threads it right through.
Goldie's been great. Good hands there. He goes long. Davey gets his moment. 50 from goal. He should have gone for home. He went with the pass. Crunch. Could have been a free. Great goal. Gresham. He's got Stringer calling for it long. Will Stringer go? Draper goes. Draper goes up. Can't mark it. Karma's dragged down. Didn't have prior. Durham kicks a ripper. Bombers are nearly home. The Essendon edge is back.
So Xavier Dersma on the clock and on the move. Dersma from 48. He hit it. Sweet. It's through. Oh, that's a big celebration. But the Bombers are certain.
Durham out of the middle. Looked up. He spears a Stringer. Great crowd. And the Bomber portion of it can celebrate. Kick in. Merritt slips. It's slippery down that end. No need to tell you. They've been slipping all day. Vandermeer, a central kick. Top of the square. Offhand. Should be. Is a goal to Darcy. Kicked it off the deck. But guess what? They might review it. Goldstein and English go at it. Williams gets the clearance to full forward. Mackay had a chance. Norton now a big chance to kick one and he does slam it through. A few Dog fans have departed.
Come through the 50. What might prove the last kick of the night. It is across the face of goal and through from behind. In fact, it missed the locks. The Bombers have made amends and in doing so, they have made a mess of the Bulldogs. It's a result that will draw plenty of plaudits and questions alike. Essendon by 29 points. Essendon by 29 points, so a couple of upsets to start round five. You'll hear every game remaining, and in fact every game all season, called live and in full on AFL Nation.